I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. This week...
Ho, ho, ho!
It's the holiday season. Flip on the radio, and it's comfort and cheer. Holly Jolly Andy William Schmaltz.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids...
At least that's the image we're sold. That's the image we sell each other on social media. Shiny, happy, wintry wonder. Even as we all know the truth is a jumble. The joy, stress, excitement, grief.
Your son just wrote to Santa, asking him to send you home. This Christmas without Daddy, we'll be blue and all alone.
And I know that they say, have a happy holiday. And every year, I sincerely try. Oh, but Christmas, it always makes me cry.
From 1966, Loretta Lynn, and Casey Musgraves from 2016. The calendar flips to December, and the month is a Rorschach test that you manage day to day. Some moments, you're Bob Cratchit. Some, you're Mr. Scrooge. Some, you're Cindy Lou Who. Others, the Grinch. Brenda Lee got at that dichotomy in 1964. Everyone knows the hit.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Lesser known is the Sad Girl single. Sometimes you feel your inner Linus, the true meaning of Christmas vibe, really transcending all the commercialism. Other times you're absolutely jaded by the abject pressure cooker money grab of the season.
No matter what your color, race, or God, let's celebrate. For what are petty differences if there's profits to be made? Happy Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, and that pagan solstice time. It's Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday shopping on my mind. That Kwanzaa...
From the Vince Guaraldi Trio in 1965 to Haywood Banks in 2009. Such are the multitudes we contain. There's truth and beauty in our communal rituals of faith. The candles, the incense, the pageantry, the choirs. It can be divine to bask in the holy warmth. But that doesn't mean you don't also want to crank the irreverence up to 11 sometimes too, right?
The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in shade. The sugar plums are rancid and the stockings are in flames.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell.
Demons are night- Spinal Tap from 1984 and South Park in 1999. On a Wednesday, you're in your feelings about the state of the world and just want to wallow in the 1970 Laura Nyro.
The heartlessness that darkens my soul on Christmas.
On Thursday, you're drowning in a never-ending list of work and chores, and you mutter to yourself about the Christmas industrial complex and how Tom Petty really nailed the unrelenting march of incessant yearly celebrations.
It's Christmas, all right.
But by Friday night, you're aglow with the spirit of mirth, anchored by the wisdom of traditions, and genuinely moved by the opportunity to be blessed with a gathering of friends and family. Darlene Love from 1963. By tomorrow, you may feel different. That's okay. It's a wonderful time of the year, but so are the rest. And like those, expect multitudes. Baby, please, I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.